Let's have a look at what's happening around the Shire of the City of Greater Bendigo. CEO Craig Neiman joins us, as per usual, on a Thursday. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going today?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So what do you reckon, mate? I know you're a blue bagger as well. Well, Cripps, do you reckon they'll get him or not?
He won't play again, maybe this year, Robert.
Yeah, well, they're having another crack going and appealing... Appealing the appeal of the appealed tribunal hearings. Anyway.
No, I don't like our chances in the next last couple of games either. So.
No. All right, well, let's turn our attentions to local matters. And the Goonong and Elmore Structure Plan workshops are coming up. What does this entail?
So we've been talking about this for a little while. So we went out and started to talk to the Goonong and Elmore communities about a town plan. What's their town look like? What's important to them in their town? And the conversation's developed a bit more, and so we've started to talk more about a township structure plan, which goes a bit further in terms of talking about what future facilities, services, infrastructure are needed to support the growth and development of those two towns, but also to maintain the existing character of those towns. So there's been a fair bit of community consultation already. There's now issues and opportunities papers that have been drafted, and they're available on our Let's Talk area of our website. So there's workshops next week on the 16th of August for Goonong from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it's on the 17th of August, same time, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Elmore, inviting the community to come along and get an understanding of where this is heading and to provide some feedback and support, what they do support and what they want to provide feedback on going forward. And then there'll be a more formal process where the plans are finally drafted, exhibited, and we'll go through a process so they can then become more formal documents that influence future decision-making of council and of other authorities.
Okay. Well, interesting times, and be interesting feedback as well. Always good to get your constituents involved. Yeah, for sure.
Nice to go and do it face-to-face too, Robert.
Yeah, true. I drove past Lake Waroona yesterday, and it's a hub of activity there as work on the new play space is underway.
Yeah, always challenging when you go to change something or replace something that there's some disruption. But that's happening right now. So we've got a project to do to build a new play space. It's a $1.5 million regional level play space at Lake Waroona. It's our most visited and used play space. And the existing one was built back in 1998. It was showing fairly significant wear and tear and structural deficiencies. So we've decided to replace it. This new play space has been, there's been a bit of community involvement and design in this. So lots of new different activities. There'll be junior and senior play zones. There'll be areas and access for all abilities, which is really important. There'll be a tall tower there, Robert. I think it's about 3 stories tall.
Wow.
So it'll be an interesting thing to climb up and have a look around and view that part of Bendigo. Lots of different parts of water play area. So lots of different activities will come. This is predominantly funded by a grant we get from the federal government called the Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Program, which is about $4 million per annum we've been getting these grants. And so we've allocated $1.2 million out of that program towards this project, and the council will fund the balance. We hope to have it completed by December this year.
Lovely. Excellento. And finally, you can now recycle old polar... Hello. It feels polar lately. I've been freezing my skinny legs off. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking solar panels as opposed to polar panels for free in Greater Bendigo. Give us the details.
Obviously there's a lot of solar panels on roofs these days, and they will reach the end of their useful life at some stage and be replaced. What we don't want is those panels just thrown into landfill. They've got lots of recyclable materials in them, like glass, plastic, silicon, copper, and aluminium. So anyone that's got a solar panel that's reached the end of its useful life, they'll be able to take it to our Eagle Hawk landfill or our Strafford Say or Heathcote transfer stations and drop those off, and they'll be dropped off for free. We've got an arrangement with Solar Recovery Corporation, and they'll take them away and deal with them. We don't want them all smashed up, Robert.
No.
We want them in one piece if possible, and obviously that's better for transport and better for handling later on as well, but and better for recycling those materials. So great initiative that people can drop them off for nothing.
Yeah, and this is for solar panels, folks. So just, I mean, I think we all know someone who reckons the sun shines out their bum. This is not for them. You cannot dump them there. Is that correct, Craig?
That's right. Exactly right. Good. These are the ones you put on your roof.
Yeah, terrific. All right, mate. Listen, have a great week and we'll talk next week.
Good on you, Robert. Thanks again.
Thanks, Craig.